About 60% of the youth who presented proposals for assistance under the Youth Enterprise Support Yes initiative are into agribusiness. President Mahama said this means there is hope for the country's agriculture sector, which government seeks to revive. The president was presenting cash packages to the first batch of beneficiaries of the Yes program at the Flagstaff House. Each beneficiary takes home 250,000 Ghana cedis to expand their businesses. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
Exactly a year ago, the president launched the Youth Enterprise Support Program with a seed capital of 10 million Ghana cedis. The YES program is designed to target young Ghanaian entrepreneurs between the ages of 18 and 35 with good business ideas and the potential to employ about 100 people. This move is another fulfillment of a major manifesto promise of the NDC government. After the launch, about 2,000 proposals were received by the YES secretariat. After a rigorous process, the first batch of 107 were selected. The second group of 350 will soon receive their package as well. Ghana, like other countries, suffer the brunt of youth unemployment, and initiatives as these are meant to fix the microeconomic imbalances and encourage skills acquisition. President Mahama reiterated the fact that every Ghanaian youth is free to apply for the support initiative.
I refer specifically to the story of Eric, who refused to allow his limited proficiency in the English language to rob him of an opportunity to take advantage of this initiative. When Eric was called upon to present and defend his business proposal before a panel of distinguished individuals, he boldly indicated his challenge in spoken English and opted to speak in Cree, his native language. Eric decided to present samples of shoes that he had made as a way of convincing the panel that he had talent that could not be denied on account of his inability to express himself fluently in English. This singular achievement of Eric underscores the fact that YES is an initiative open to all Ghanaian youth, irrespective of their social or educational background.
The president was also enthused about the fact that a number of the youth proposals were geared towards the agriculture sector. He said this is particularly welcome at a time government has set out to encourage young people to go into agriculture.
I am informed that 63.55% of the applicants were in agriculture and agribusiness, naturally so. This conveys a message of hope for the agricultural sector, which will for the foreseeable future remain the dominant sector of our economy, even as we encourage other sectors to grow. What is needed is support and encouragement. This also aligns with the program I unveiled in my 2014 State of the Nation address, focusing on the cultivation and processing of products for which we have a comparative advantage as a way of promoting import substitution and reducing our import dependence.
Some of the beneficiaries speak on their business proposals.
We are Harmony Trend Ghana. We make clothes. So we applied for machines. So basically, we're looking at machines that we do not have currently that should help increase our production.
Mm. Did you think you were going to make it?
Yeah, absolutely, because we had a good business case to present. We also had a very reliable accounting system.